because he had to lead Mordecai all around the city, declaring, "This is what the king does whom for the man whom he honors." And Haman went home and he was very upset, and his wife advised him. And his noblemen advised him. Make a gallows to hang Haman on, because soon we will do away with these people. And so Haman was satisfied, and he said, "I am going to the banquet today with King and the Queen." And so Haman went to Queen Esther's banquet. And as they were seated with the king at the table, the king again asked Esther, "What is your petition of me up to half my kingdom?" And Queen Esther said, "Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, O king." And if it pleases the king, let my life be given me at my petition. And my people at my request. For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed. To be killed and to be annihilated. Had we been sold as a male and female slaves, I would have held my tongue. Although my enemy could never compensate for the king's losses. And the king said, "Who is this that has done this? Who would dare such a thing?" And Esther said, "The enemy and the adversary is Haman." And Haman was terrified before the king and queen. And the king went to walk in the palace garden to decide what to do. And when he came back to the banquet table, he saw that Haman was prostrating himself on Queen Esther's couch. And the king said, "Will he also now assault the queen while I am in the house?" And as the words left the king's mouth, the servants came and put a hood over Haman and removed him from the king's presence. And the king had Haman hung on the gallows that he had made for Mordecai. Hallelujah. And thus, brave Queen Esther delivered her people from death and destruction.
But we see that Esther, queen, has saved her people there.
Hallelujah. And praise the Lord. And Mordecai was made second in command to the king of Persia. And he was given all of Haman's houses and lands and wealth. Now, this story tells us that we if we serve the Lord God Almighty, no matter what situation into life which we are born, if we seek after the Lord God, if we find out His ways of doing things, then the Lord God will use every situation to bring saving, salvation, and deliverance to us. Now, this is an Old Testament story. And now we have how this applies to us in the New Testament. Now, Vashti was very proud, and her pride caused her to be removed. And it made the way for an orphan child to come to be queen over the greatest country, Persia, of that time. And she listened to the counsel of her uncle not to disclose her identity. And her uncle, who works for the king also, is shown his loyalty to the king by uncovering a treacherous assassination plot. Now, this king could be a type of the rulers and the leaders that we have over our lives. And Esther has been moved into a key position to help God's faithful people. But she doesn't just go in and demand that the king set her people free. She prays and fasts and seeks God's strategy. And holds the banquet for the king and her enemy Haman. And the strategy is not one banquet, but two banquets. Because in the night between the two banquets, the king uncovers the murder plot. And he sees that Mordecai has been faithful to him, and he honors Mordecai. It is at the second banquet that Haman is exposed before the king. And And this is truly the 23rd Psalm, where a table was prepared in the midst of the enemies of God's people. So Esther is God's instrument to deliver God's people. And then God's enemies are destroyed. So the Feast of Purim, the story of Esther, is a redemption story of a courageous person, Queen Esther. And we apply it to our life as being a royal priesthood. For she stood in for her people and fasted and prayed. And she sought the Lord for his strategy to turn the heart of the king and the heart of a nation. And as children of God, as children of King Jesus, we have also this great and high privilege. If we serve the King of all kings, Lord Jesus. Now you must serve him, you must know him. And you must come to him through the way he presents himself. You must acknowledge first, if you do not know Jesus as King, that God sent his only begotten Son. That's whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that the Lord Jesus, as God's Son, became human. He is God in the flesh. And he lived a perfect, sinless life. And he went to take death for our sins. Because the Holy Scripture says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. And because of this, because of our sinfulness, we cannot approach a holy God. And God, who is love, sent his Son to take our place for the crimes we have committed. These crimes we have committed against God. And because he is the judge, we deserve to die for our sins. But Jesus came into the court of heaven and said, I'll take the place of their sins. And for this reason, Jesus died on the cross. He was falsely accused. He was betrayed. He was beaten. He was mocked. And he was reviled and spit upon. But he drank the cup of suffering so that you and I could know God. And if we come in humility before God and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I need to have a Savior from my sins. Jesus, will you save me? I believe you are the God's Son and you died for my sins. I receive you into my life. This is how much God loves us. He died for us. And because he loves us, he has put his love in our hearts. And we follow the teachings of Jesus. Jesus taught us to love God. With all our heart and soul and strength and mind. And to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Now there's only one name given under heaven by which we can have this salvation. There's no other man who claimed himself to be God. Who lived a sinless and perfect life. Whose ministries had healings and deliverance from demons and the raising of the dead. And who, as according to Scripture says, laid down his life and picked his life up again and was raised from the dead. So tonight we are inviting you to come and know this great Savior. We're going to invite you to come to a great wedding feast in heaven. It's the Lamb's wedding feast. And the Lamb of God is Jesus Christ. And he's calling you to join in his royal priesthood. To serve him now and forever. Now, I want to just touch on the feast. This is what the Feast of Esther is a story about. That's the redemption part of Jesus coming and saving us from our enemies and from destruction. So we see that Jesus uses women very powerfully. He taught women. They were his disciples and followed him. They were named among the apostles. They had churches that met in their homes. They were counted among the prophets. And they did many good works. And this is also for the men and children. It says in Galatians 3:7, there is neither male nor female in the spiritual realm. It says, for you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And what is that promise? That you will have everlasting life. That your spirit will not die when your body dies. But your spirit will go to heaven and have eternal life with God the Creator and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Now let's talk about, because we're talking about courage and strength and power, because that is what the Lord is speaking to us in this time that we need. And I'm going to speak about that in Isaiah 61. And this particular scripture, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of vengeance of our God.